The Comet Seekers, written by Helen Sedgwick and read by Michelle Fox. Roisin keeps looking out of the window as they eat their boiled eggs. Liam knows why. Sundown is coming, and she wants to be out before dark. Every night this week it has been the same. The comet was predicted, but still it hasn't arrived. There's only 2 days and a weekend left of the half-term holidays, and then she'll have to go home. If he knew how, Liam would stop the time from moving forwards and stay in this week, this exact one, for all his life. He looks at the clock on the kitchen wall, and Roisin looks at the dusk beyond the window, out to the red tent that is pitched up in the field. The red tent was a present from his mum the year before she died. Liam knows it was from her, because his dad would never have chosen something red, although it had both of their names on the label. His mum wore red, yellow and gold and red and purple, all the colours of the rainbow. She never seemed quite in the right place on their farm, so far from everywhere. Maybe that's why she left it so early. Inside the red tent, the light is different to anywhere else in the world. It is like being inside a balloon that is flying up into the sun. "Can I bring Bobby with me tonight?" Roisin rolls her eyes. Liam's not really this young. He'll be 7 later this year. And most nights he forgets about Bobby altogether. But if he's going to try to stay in this week forever, without time moving forwards, he'd quite like to keep Bobby with him. Pandas don't live in tents. Bobby does. He likes the red. Anyway, pandas don't live in Ireland either. Roisin made Bobby stay in the house last night because of the risk of rain, although it didn't rain in the end, and there was no comet either, so it was a bit of a waste. Liam thinks that maybe Bobby will be a good omen for them tonight. "If you like, you can bring an omen too," he says. "I don't need one." Roisin zips up his coat by the back door and puts Bobby in his big coat pocket. "I've got you."